Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just an aside. Yet another disgraced politician making a comeback. Only this time it's Andrew Cuomo. Apparently he's leading in the New York City mayoral polls. Remember this guy? Resigned the New York State governorship because of various sexual allegations. Can we not do any better? Jeez. Maya Wiley, run for New York City mayor again. You're amazing. We could use a little different. But I worked with a Cuomo at my law firm, and I just want to tell you this because it's a little hot goss. Sometimes I digress a little bit. Little hot goss in one of the Cuomos. I felt very badly for my colleague, but this particular Cuomo failed the bar exam and they had to suspend her. Very embarrassing. Anyways, I don't like the political dynasty thing. It's just not my bag. I don't like the disgraced former male, middle-aged white dude politicians with long histories of sexual allegations having political comebacks. I just think we can do better. We should do better. We deserve better. Another bit of fun, maybe not another, a laughable moment this afternoon in all of the chaos. So you may be aware that Gavin Newsom, governor of California, filed a lawsuit yesterday to stop the use of the National Guard troops. He asked for a temporary restraining order. Well, the government responded today. I went and got it. If you're watching on YouTube, Civic Media YouTube channel, okay, went and got it. And I did not have to go past the first three pages to be able to prove to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that the Trump administration, especially its Department of Justice, there are some good folks left over, I'm sure, but at least at the helms of some of these offices, not what I'd call the best of the best. Because, okay, here's page one if you're looking, watching on YouTube or at Maggie Dawn Show on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Page one looks normal. Page two, you don't even need to look at it because I'll describe it for you. It's the table of contents. Very typical. Here is the table of contents. It's a blank page. I kid you not. They didn't do it. Oops. Bunch of crackerjack lawyers over there. Good on the proofreading. And on page three, the table of authorities, you know, the place where lawyers list all of the case law and statutes that support their arguments. It's blank, ladies and gentlemen. Also blank. No authorities. And there's actually a little bracket that says insert. It's highlighted. Apparently they forgot the table of contents and the table of authorities in their filing this afternoon. I just thought I'd share that with you because it amused me. All right. So here's the over the hump in Trump for this Wednesday afternoon. First, I want to say thanks to each and every one of you for listening, and thanks to Jamie and Jacob and Dan Schaefer and Angela Lang and Matt Rothschild, who helped keep the Maggie Dawn Show going yesterday. And I want to share with you what I was doing. I was helping support a youth arts initiative based in Milwaukee. I was guest bartending at the Pfister. It was a bunch of fun. But here's the over the hump and Trump thing that I want to give to you. I had many minutes strung together yesterday with folks that I was just meeting, but all folks that were there to do good things, who are in community, who are in the movement to move our nation closer to its highest principles, values, and ideals, that want more justice, not less, that want more humanity and dignity, not less, that want less cruelty and more comfort in this world. And I got to tell you, boy, did I need that. So if you have not been recently in a room with others where you are just being in community with one another, supporting one another, yeah, we talk some politics, but mostly we're just trying to be there having a nice time with one another. I got to tell you, that was quite a salve for my wounded soul these days. So I want to encourage everybody, call up somebody that you know has got some alignment. Maybe get together with some friends. Maybe put politics on the shelf. We all know it's there. It's omnipresent. It is every day. It is relentless. It comes at such a fast clip. But get together with people that you trust, believe in more comfort, more dignity, more humanity, more justice, more equity in this world, and just spend some time together and support each other that way. Because again, trying to find those moments of joy, those moments of togetherness, that is the only way we're going to get through this fight, because the fight then happens every day. But you need those moments of safety and respite where you don't have to fight. I know I do. I never realized how hard this job was going to be. I love it. I consider this a blessing. I get to spend time with each and every one of you. It is so much fun, but it is also grueling. So we all need those moments of safety and respite together with one another. And preferably where we don't pick up the bait to, yes, talk about politics and how terrible everything is. Because that kind of ruins the vibe if you're trying to just have a moment of togetherness and some relaxation and some safety. And that brings me again to what I hope for everyone, especially all of you that are planning on going to the No Kings protests, some near 50 this weekend. Please be safe. Follow the directions of law enforcement. Be peaceful, because that's how we win this fight. That's going to do it for me this afternoon. We got a jam-packed show tomorrow again as we try to bring you every day. Got to always say thank you to Jamie for all that support. We've got another word of the hour tomorrow for you. We got Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about Badger Care. We got Urban Milwaukee coming in. Don't miss any of it. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.